If I had to pick one thing that I hear in the world more than anything else questioning, it's always, how can a loving God allow bad things to happen? I mean, you hear that all the time, especially after a major event, catastrophic event, a mass shooting, anything like that. How can God allow that to happen? What's your answer for that?
Well, Mark, that is a question that has been asked for ages. I can sum it up quickly, but it'll take a little longer. But the bottom line is, God is not bad. It is man bad. Man, according to Scripture, we have sin. When you see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, then God saw everything, notice this, that he had made, and indeed it was very,
very good.
Mm-hmm. He made it, man didn't.
Right.
And then in Genesis 2, 1 and 2, it says, thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished, and on the seventh day, notice this, God ended his work which he had done, not man, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. But we know something happened
right after that.
God created Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, God had created the angels.
Right.
God did not create sin. Mankind chose to disobey God, and then sin came forth. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, talking about Adam and Eve, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
As if they could really hide themselves.
Yes.
And then the Lord asks, where are you? He already knows where they are.
Exactly.
I think about that every time I read that verse. Like, he's not asking because he doesn't know. He's wanting you to tell him where you are.
He's wanting you to realize where you are. They were used to the presence of God, and now they're hiding from the presence of God because sin is now come to the world.
Right, as if you could hide from God.
And this is long before we were born, of course. But God being omniscient, all of us were in the mind of God, even when he created Adam and Eve. And yes, he did know what they were going to do.
Sure.
Why did he allow that? Well, why did men start sinning against a loving Heavenly Father? That, I think that's the bigger question. God did not create robots. He gave us a will. We can choose his way or we can choose our own way. And this is what happened to mankind because we can all be traced back to Adam and Eve.
Right.
Romans 5:12, Paul says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. God is good. Satan and man are evil and bad.
Right.
Mankind must be born again. That's the whole reason we share the gospel the way we do, because be ye therefore transformed by the renewing of the mind. The reason the mind has to be renewed is because we were born dead in our trespasses and sins that can be traced all the way back to Satan in heaven and Adam and Eve on earth. And we all came from that. That God is a good God. He's a perfect God. And the cross proves that he's a loving Heavenly Father. But mankind, and we're supposed to love one another, we can really do some very bad things.
Yeah, it's, you know, you hear love one another all the time, and I think we just glaze over it, but that is the command.
Yeah.
It's not the suggestion.
No. Jesus said in Matthew 10:29-30, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. That's how intimately God knows us. And this is how much he loves us. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God is not the author of evil and confusion.
Mm.
He's not.
No.
That started with Lucifer, who we know is Satan, Beelzebub, the devil. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." And so the hard part for us, we tend to impose a man-centered standard on God. By a human standard, we measure God.
Yeah.
Good does not define God. God defines good. So God is a good God, but mankind is fallen. That's why he must be born again by the Holy Spirit.